lift him up. May 14. Christ's new commandment. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. Do you, in your words, in your spirit, in your actions, resemble Christ? If in word and spirit you represent the character of Christ, then you are Christians. For to be a Christian is to be Christ-like. The tongue will testify of the principles that characterize the life. It is the sure test of what power controls the heart. We may judge our own spirit and principles by the words that proceed from our lips. The tongue is always to be under the control of the Holy Spirit. When poor, wounded, bruised souls come to you for words of hope, you are to speak to them the words of Christ. Do you refuse to give them pleasant, courteous, kind words? Those who speak as Christ spoke will never plant bitter words like barbed arrows in the wounded soul. The Lord hearkened and heard. Will you bear in mind that the Lord hears the words we speak and is acquainted with the spirit that prompts our action? Christ is the defense of all that are hidden in him. Bear in mind that every unkind word, every ruthless thrust, is recorded in the books of heaven as given to Christ in the person of his suffering ones. Is it not Christ-like to speak kind words, comforting words, even though you feel inclined to do otherwise? Is it not Christ-like to help lift the burdens when they press heavily upon souls whom God has valued so highly as to give his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life? Dost thou believe on the Son of God? You are just as dependent upon Christ for all that you receive as is the weakest, poorest, and humblest soul. Dost thou believe on the Son of God? A mere speculative belief amounts to nothing. Do you believe on the Son of God as your personal Savior? Then if you believe with all your heart, God dwells in the soul, and the soul in God. You represent Jesus. Those who are in positions of trust are on test and trial, to see if they will be wise men in positions of trust, to reveal whether Christ is working in and through them, so that he can represent his character and express himself in their words and actions toward his heritage, for whom he has given his own precious life. Just in proportion as the human agent is a partaker of the divine nature, he will be in sympathy with Christ. Jesus says, "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye tolerate one another? No. That ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. This is my commandment, that ye love one another, as I have loved you."